Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Yeah! Rocking and rolling. You guys miss us out there in these streets here. Little technical difficulties, no big deal. It's the best hour of your day. It is now officially underway. Moneyline, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network. It's Donnie and Kevin, and away we go with hot topics all across the board. It feels like college basketball finally heating up, Kevin. For me, yesterday, actually went 1-1. Team total under for Virginia, 58.5. They scored 62, lost that game. But I did like Arizona on the road to upset, should we say, getting 1.5 points against Baylor. So felt good to dip back into the mix yesterday.
Let's expand on that a little bit, Donnie, because I thought that was an interesting game. I know it's the numbers, what got you to Arizona in that spot on the road against the Baylor Bears?
Because it was actually just a big game. There was very few players. There's very few on the card. So it's one of those for the early lines. Okay, we got a couple big games, handicap it. Mm-hmm. I just felt it matched up decently for Arizona in a bounce back spot. Lost two straight games. I didn't think they would lose a third. And I thought some of the components there made some sense. Did I love it? No. I actually thought the better play would have been Virginia at that point. Which, man, I was at 40 points with 10 minutes to go in that game. I'm like, I think I have this. No one scored 11 points over the first 10 minutes of the second half, but then that blowout sort of takes that defensive vice grip off, and that's how they got into the 60s.
Look, it stinks that you didn't get that team total under. I know some other people who, I told some of the producers, like, yeah, Donnie's on that. They're like, oh my gosh, all right, perfect. Like, I got to line this up. Mm-hmm. I laid the 13.5.
Yeah.
Again, I thought all bets would come in.
Yep.
But for me, Donnie, I'm like, listen, I think Duke is going to smash this team. Like, if Virginia scores 55, Duke is scoring 75 plus. Like, I really didn't see a scenario where Duke was held to 64, 65, 66 points.
Yeah.
And sometimes you overcomplicate those games. Not that you did, right? But for myself, where it's like, all right, I'll do a Duke team total over. I'll do a Virginia team total under, or I'll take the under for the game. And it's like, hold on a second. Let's just lay 13.5 because I think a team's going to win by 20, and they won by 20.
Yeah. No, Duke did really blow them out yesterday. It's a down ACC, and it's also fun. It's like, hey, sometimes Duke will be favored by double digits at home. Double digits at Virginia, like close to 15 points at the closing line is insanity. Shows you how good Duke is, but also how bad Virginia is at this point. So here's what it is. Look, we're just getting underway. We're breezing to the skids here. More college football talk down the stretch. Absolutely. The NFL. I need to talk to Kevin about what the Cincinnati Bengals are doing with T. Higgins right now, because I am sitting here and losing my mind. We'll talk about that all and much more right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Moneyline right here on a Tuesday afternoon. One step closer to the NBA coming back. And then I think we're on cruise control, Kevin, right? You get tomorrow, at least you have one NBA game, but Thursday, the full slate back. You do have the Four Nations tournament, Team USA versus Team Canada. Should be some fun watching there. Major League Baseball. But probably by next week, I'm going to say we'll probably have spring training games, you know, by the end of next week. And away you go. Yeah. And the Masters comes along and the NBA playoffs and hockey playoffs and full Major League Baseball schedule. So there is some excitement there. But, you know, the NFL usually controls our world because they set it up so perfectly where it's like every single month you got something to look forward to, which tag season, I believe, officially begins, is it today at 4 o'clock?
I think so. Yeah, I believe so.
But it looks like now the Bengals, like, yeah, we're going to tag T. Higgins. You know what I say to this, too? Because I'm very passionate, as most people know, about the Bengals and their situation. If they had a real owner, if that, you know, family would have sold 2 or 3 years ago and got somebody who just says, you know what, I just want to own a team and I want all the joy of walking into a room and showing people my Super Bowl ring. I don't need to make any money on this franchise. When the Brown family's like, no, we support our family this way and everybody works here. So money is more important than winning anything or giving a damn. Because the franchise tag was put in, so teams like the Bengals, to be honest, didn't lose their star players just straight up to free agency because they couldn't wait to escape and get paid more money.
Yeah.
But having said that, the franchise tag now getting slapped on T. Higgins last year, 20-some-odd million, let's just say 23, 24 million, and it looks like they're going to do it again this year. And I screamed, Kevin, from like the top of the mountaintops, and has nothing to do with me, saying there is no way T. Higgins can play under this because every single wide receiver relationship that wanted money got money, except for Jamar Chase on his same team, and which he's going to want this year, and T. Higgins. So how do I understand where T. Higgins, I can't even believe he accepted that, not even like missing any training camp and came back. There's no way, Kevin, he can accept this again, can he?
I would like to think no, but it is still bizarre that he accepted the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The far more defeating thing is, like, DRS, don't you feel that now for a lot of people, the idea is they really shouldn't be spending the money on T. Higgins? Like, that is the maybe the bigger problem here is Burrow is now going to bat so much for T that the Bengals have put themselves in a far, far more difficult place. Remember, and I actually loved it, but you kept calling out Burrow, right?
Yes, yes.
Last year, you're like, man, Burrow at no point is advocating for them to pay his guys last year.
Correct.
Burrow is now saying too much. It feels like you want to go full galaxy brain. Do they pay T. Higgins and then trade Jamar Chase? I mean, I know the answer to that is no, but like, DRS, like, you cannot pay. Like, people are like, because I saw he went on a podcast and he was like, oh, the Eagles can do it, so why can't everybody else? And it's like, man, like, you're going to pay T. Higgins more than Devonta Smith. You're going to pay Jamar Chase more than A.J. Brown. And Joe Burrow was making more than Jalen Hurts. Like, buddy, are you not? And also, you need to hit on superstars in the NFL draft on the defensive side of the football that you're not doing. Like, this is not the same thing, man.
No, it's not. But also, no team wants to have their player on a franchise deal. Number one, the player just gets pissed off. Outside of T. Higgins last year, I don't know if they, you know, poisoned his drink and he was like, yeah, you know what, this is awesome. When it, you know, last year, $81 million, I think, guaranteed came to A.J. Brown. 55 plus to Devontae Smith, over $100 million for CeeDee Lamb, over $100 million for Jamar Chase. And he got $23 million guaranteed. So now he's going to do it again. But here's the issue. The reason why, like, teams like the Philadelphia Eagles and, you know, let's just say, for instance, the Los Angeles Rams, their owner can be like, look, I'm going to give you a big signing bonus here. Why? Because we're going to spread this out over the life of your contract. 5-year extension, which you get guys like Jalen Hurts, Kevin, $250 million contract. Hey, what's he kind of gets a cap? $7 million. Because you can structure and spread it out. You can't do that with the salary cap restraints of a franchise tag. So, Kevin, if they're making $26, $27 million this year, that is an immediate cap hit. It's not like, hey, we're going to get him for $3 million this year. And then you're going to do the same thing with Jamar Chase. And the best part about it is, if you would have signed these guys years earlier, how much money they would have been happy. You would have saved so much money. And now you are hitting T. Higgins at the peak of the market where he should go, oh, you want to work out a long-term deal? Starts at $100 million guarantee for me. And Chase goes, yeah, my guy, that means I'm worth $130 guaranteed. What are we doing in Cincinnati? Yeah. I can't believe this is going to work out, but much more NFL talk on the way, college basketball card tonight, and many more hot topics. It's just what we do. It's Tuesday. We get you through the work week. It's Moneyline, Sports Grid Network, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh. We'll be right back after this short break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Boy, we had some good Steelers topics this morning, by the way, Kevin, on the early line. I'm going to get to those in just a second. Just to wrap up the Cincinnati Bengals here, give me ideas, because I was one of the few people last year that said early in the summer, I'm completely out on the Bengals making the playoffs. This looks like it's a disastrous karma season as we saw it. They didn't make the playoffs. Like, getting everybody on the same page in OTAs throughout training camp and vibes are high and everybody's giving it their all are very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
There is, like, how, and I understand, like, the Bengals are putting in the work, because sometimes this is just PR. Told you we tried, Kev. Nobody wanted to come back at our price points, and I'm sorry, but they're all gone. Meanwhile, handshakes and champagne bottles behind the scenes in Cincinnati that they would lose like $60 million in payroll that they don't have to pay. But in a real-world scenario, T. Higgins can't be happy. I want to work out a deal. He's not showing up to training camp then, and you know it's going to go down to the wire. And then Ja'Marr Chase isn't signing a damn thing, Kevin, until he sees what T. Higgins gets, and then he puts that 25% stamp of approval on top of that, saying, good, he's worth 100 guaranteed, I'm 125 plus, now let's get started. And then Hendrickson, who then, he doesn't have a leg to stand on. No, he's the sack leader in the NFL. And you're going to be like, hey, let's nickel and dime this guy too before. It almost seems like they have two ways to go. We have one of the best quarterbacks in the game. We should be able to throw competent wide receivers out in that offense move. I know you've talked about that before. You actually don't need all these players. I would agree with you to a certain extent, and spend more money on defense. But how is this offseason going to look for the Bengals? Is it turmoil where nobody shows up a week before the season and Mike Brown's like, they're under contract, they should play, or that they all get signed or somebody gets moved? Or is it the Bengals going like, well, we're going to tag Higgins and hope to trade him? Like, he is going to explode because he could be a free agent. Like, because usually, Kevin, you say, you know what? I hate this. I'm going to do you a solid, Mike Brown. I'll accept this franchise tag. Next year, no franchise tag. And they might have probably even told him that and just went back on it. Like, well, we have the right to go back on it. We never guaranteed it.
Yeah. I look at this situation, and Don, if you sat down right now and listed out the top 10 wide receivers in football, I do not think you would have T. Higgins in that list. I don't think you would. However, if you listed the top 10 wide receivers, I don't know if you would start that list before naming anyone other than Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase is a very special, special football player. T. Higgins is maybe better than we realize because he is splitting targets with Chase, but also all the attention that goes to Chase 1A. playing with a quarterback like Burrow.
Yeah.
You know, there's a give and take to it all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are the Cincinnati Bengals, Burrow, Chase, and the rest of the pass catcher room being whatever it is, should be enough. In that aspect, the rest of that money you need to funnel through to your offensive line, which we have for years not good enough, and your defense, which again, for years, not good enough. When guys are on cheap deals, that's great. But eventually that stops. And when that stops, you have to make tough decisions. The Kansas City Chiefs made a tough decision and got rid of Tyreek Hill. Now, they found other ways to win, right? Their defense benefited from that decision. And maybe they were able to pay a few more guys on the offensive line from that decision. And the thing is, they still had Kelce. Cincinnati, moving on from T. Higgins, being like, we still have Ja'Marr Chase. Listen, it should make this easy. But they have now put themselves in this massive lose-lose where now they either bring back T. Higgins, which I do not think is the best for the full 53-man roster they want to field, or they let him go as Burrow is now going on a PR tour telling everybody that he doesn't want T. Higgins gone. And
yeah.
I will. Here is what I will say, and I really do believe, and it's I kind of love it. I don't know if anybody has been more kind of on top of, not from a reporting aspect, from understanding aspect of this Cincinnati stuff than Donnie.
Yeah.
Nobody else, when this topic comes up, goes, you know, they still got to pay Chase. Like, everybody is just crying, like, oh, come on, Cincinnati's being cheap, pay T. Higgins. Or yeah. They're like, ah, they could probably afford to move on from T. They have to then pay Chase after the fact. Like, this is chaos.
It is chaos. And also understand, like, we'd like to equate things to the real world. Let's just say Kevin, happy at the Sports Grid Network, right? Contract's supposed to be coming up, and they go, Kevin, we really like you here. We don't want to lose you, but how about you work this year under this salary? We'll give you a slight bump, and then next year we'll talk about it again. You go, okay, that's fine. You know what? Leave my options open. No big deal. Then they find a little loophole in your original contract that goes, oh, by the way, we got you for another year. When, let's just say, another network is like, Kevin, we're going to quadruple your salary, and you get to be the number one person at the network. And your current job goes, yeah, I understand that. We'll give you a little bit more money, but no, you're not going to get a bump anywhere. You're not going to be the number one guy on the network, so deal with it. Like, you would say, yeah, I am making more money. I'm under contract, but you just lied to me, basically, and held it against some technicality. I have to be here. The reason I bring that up is because, say what you want, yes, T. Higgins was a first-round draft pick, got pretty good money from Cincinnati. One-year franchise tag for over $20 million, more money than anybody's going to ever see in their lifestyle outside of number one wide receivers, let's just say, in football, right? Common man's never going to see it. He should be happy. But then you say, when you know his agent is going like, T, if you just get the free agency, I got close to $100 million guaranteed on a five-year contract from the New England Patriots, you're going to be the number one guy. And you go, oh, my goodness. Like, life-changing money. Generations won't have to work. I'm going to be so happy being the focal point, something I always wanted. And if I get injured, $100 million plus is still mine here. And Cincinnati goes like, you know what? We thought better. We're going to slap the tag on you.
Yeah.
$26 million just for this year. If you get injured, so be it. But you're not going to be the number one. And we still don't know if you're in our future plans. Like, from a human aspect of it, how do you think T. Higgins is going to respond to that? Giving it his all? Playing through every hamstring injury? Going out saying, boy, I think I might have got a concussion last week, and I got to hustle back for this weekend. Or, you know what? Give me 3 weeks off at this point. Like, humanity gets into this, Kevin.
But what's bizarre is all of that was true last year, and T. Higgins just kept playing through injury or whatever it was. Like, T. Higgins has been awesome for Cincinnati in this process. And I want to make this clear. I don't knock anybody for trying to get every dollar that they can when it comes to professional sports. But T. Higgins, Nani, was getting tagged and holding out. And at the same time, Chase was a year in advance holding out. Like, at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, Burrow didn't take any discount. Burrow broke the bank. Again, Burrow should have broke the bank. Chase is going to absolutely break the bank. So how could T. Higgins look around and be like, you know what, I'll take a little bit less. Like, for what? Like, I think the other thing that is so different for T. Higgins and DRS is you look at this year's free agency class, nobody on his level. And if you look at the wide receiver draft class, the best receiver in the draft, they may not let play wide receiver because he might have to just play cornerback.
Yep.
Like, that's T. Higgins could. T. Higgins may get paid like a top. Actually, Donnie, would you say that it is likely he gets paid like a top five wide receiver if he hits the market?
Nobody's hitting the market as a legitimate wide receiver. He's going to be the top of the heap. And there are teams, Kevin, with $70, $80, $90, $100 million dollars to spend that go, if you want to get him, we're going to be in a race with three other teams. He is going to be paid like he's Jefferson. Well, he doesn't. If you can make it to the open market. And that's why I talked about so much about T. Higgins going like, I'm supposed to be on the open market, and they're telling me no. And then at the same time, Kevin going like, we still don't even know if we want you the next year.
Yeah.
It can't work.
No, it can't. Like, and here's the tough thing, I think, for T is, you know, we saw Cousins play on the tags, and it ultimately worked out for him a few times, and he was able to get, you know, so much. But quarterback has a lot more security, we've learned, than the wide receiver position. And T is not the healthiest player in the National Football League.
Yeah.
To where, you know, look, T, it's a good moment. It's a good moment right now. And he doesn't have to be on New England. That's the other thing. Like, there were contenders out there that would love to bring him into their room.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to talk Trey Henderson next, because this is hilarious the way this one's playing out, too. Good luck, Cincinnati. If you had a real owner, you guys would be playing for Super Bowls like you were a few years ago with a team that could be putting it together for quite so many years. Not working out. Moneyline will be right back after this short break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I want to speak briefly here on my guy, Mr. Trey Henderson. Then we're going to get over to the Steelers and had a little bit of fun with them. Because what else do we have? What do you have to do on a Tuesday with no NBA and there's some college basketball and baseball? Stop. Like, we're still wrapping up the NFL season. There is some college. But at the same time, you're stepping into the NFL tag season here. Trey Henderson, another one who's got... Free agents have to see this. They just do. Like, he was on the up-and-coming swing from the New Orleans Saints, no question about it, and got a pretty good deal with Cincinnati. But players talk amongst others and agents talk, like, hey, I got decent money in Cincinnati, but you know you are not allowed to get out of this contract. You can never renegotiate, and you just need to enjoy what it's worth. Meanwhile, You know, like, let's say when Hassan Reddick comes over to the Eagles, they got him on a really good deal. Starts sacking everybody, and Howie Roseman goes, you know what? I can't just rip your contract up, but here's a little bit more money. Players appreciate that. Like, you know what? You didn't have to do that. You could have said, honor your contract. I would have been mad. Thank you for the little leaf. And then Hassan Reddick's like, I want to reset the market. And he goes like, come on now. Get you off to the Jets. The reason I bring up Trey Henderson, Kevin, this isn't a player that's like outliving his contract. Like, when you lead the NFL in sacks, that is like a $175 million guaranteed contract, it feels like now. Trey Henderson led the league in sacks last year. The Saints told him during that season, like, we're not renegotiating. Kevin, you know how much you made last year? $15 million. Which, again, the common man's like, you be... No. The going rate for a guy like that is like $30 million, like a TJ Watt style. Lead the league in sacks. So now He's coming into the final year, and he's like, I need a new deal. And they're probably going to play hardball. I'll probably threaten to retire, Kevin. $16 million this year again. Like, the Bengals are the type that said, we stole money from you. We locked you into such a good team-friendly deal. We're going to live this out. And if you want to retire, then we just don't have to pay $16. And then we probably still have your contract for the next year anyway, because you don't actually get a season in the free agency, which is wild, which is what the Bengals do. So now you have Chase wants more money than any wideout that's ever played, deserves it. T. Higgins is like, I'm supposed to hit the open market. I better at least be getting $75+ million guaranteed. Deserves it based on the market conditions. You have a quarterback making a couple hundred million and a defense that is a sieve when your only good defender, Kevin, is like, I lead the league in sacks. I'm the only reason, like, we have a heartbeat. And you're like, play under your own contract. Now we're led to believe they can pay everybody.
But this is the thing with Cincinnati. If you want, you know what they should do? Hire anyone out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. If you want to play like this, Donnie, then play like it. Yeah. Don't pay T, trade him. Don't pay Chase, trade him. Don't pay Trey Hendrickson. Correct. Just get him out. And guess what? You know, Donnie, there will be some fans that will fall in love with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, no.
You know that, though.
The Twitter brigade will be like, this is the best-run franchise in sports.
Correct. You're like, I'll be honest with you. There's a world, Donnie, that I'll show up one of these days being like, man, this Cincinnati team's, I like what I'm seeing. And Donnie will be like, you're an idiot. They stink. There are no good players on that team.
Yeah.
But they're doing... nothing. I've like, you know, sometimes when you have a good situation going, and you're like, man, I don't really know what's next.
Yeah.
And I could ask, but that might mess things up. So maybe I'll just sit back. And if I say nothing, this will stick.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're doing. They're like, if we just don't talk to anybody, maybe these guys will keep showing up to work and then this will be great. And we never have to think about it. What's going on with Pittsburgh? That's what I'm fascinated by.
Yes.
Like, you keep getting to Steelers elements.
I'm telling you, man, Pittsburgh is the single great, like, we've felt like we've been sitting on a powder keg with Pittsburgh for 4 years. Not because we think they're going to win anything, but the fun and intrigue. Like, they're not even making me upset. Like, I almost want to see, like, these scenarios play out. So when Kevin and I were talking, like, Pittsburgh needs a quarterback, like, and it probably would have been awful. Like, Wentz, like, you know,
they would have won the
Super
Bowl.
That's a team that we can cheer on. Russ gets there, Fields gets there, but now it's like nobody's under contract, and who's going to get there? Now, of course, we ran a Leesy poll today. Who's going to be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers next year? There's four options. One was other, which means like fill in the blanks. One was Russell Wilson. One was Aaron Rodgers. And one was Justin Fields. So the winner of the poll was Justin Fields. So I'm like,
no,
he
wasn't.
Like, yes, the winner of the poll.
So Leesy stuffed the ballot.
Correct. Stuffed the ballot. So I get a laugh at it. I go, like, because Ben was asked, well, what do you think about this poll? I said, number one, like, Pittsburgh is no longer about winning Super Bowls. Like, they're about, like, let's just see if we can make the playoffs and be 500. Like, you make Justin Fields your quarterback. Like, I'm, like, as far out as I could possibly be. And I would have been out on Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. But the Fields one, like, doesn't even make sense to me. Whereas, like, Mike Tomlin has told you, hey, you acquired Justin Fields. And my joke I use, like, Tomlin called every radio station on the East Coast by saying, like, why even picking up this news? We got Fields. Like, he's never going to play for me. I don't care. And it played out that way. It really did. So the fact that he could be back. But the latest reports from, again, I got to give Dove respect, Dove Kleiman, like his flowers sometimes, because the way he words things is instant clickbait stuff. So let me repeat this one. Justin, the Steelers have reportedly have interest in Daniel Jones for Arthur Smith's offense under Mike Tomlin. But Dove then ends the tweet with, Jones would thrive in Pittsburgh. Like it's like, and I just, it hits me like in that all the feels. I'm like, oh, this is good now.
I always like who's stopping this offense? And like anybody. I'm sure they are looking at Daniel Jones. The field, here's what's incredible with the Fields aspect is I would argue, I think, that Fields' time as their starter was successful enough that they could reasonably say, all right, let's give the kid a shot. We're going to bring him back. We're going to have a competition. We're going to have somebody else here. But the kid earned a shot, right? We owed Russ the year. We promised Russ the year. He took the complete minimum amount of money. But Fields, it went well enough. And it's the old Trey Lance thing, right? 49ers beat reporters were like, I'll tell you right now, Steve Young, Sam Darnold, same person. It's like, why are you hyping up your third string quarterback like that, right? Most of the times they can put out positive news, right? They never did it for Trey Lance, and they never do it for Justin Fields. Like, ooh, Justin Fields had a good practice today, but Mike Tomlin said it absolutely didn't move the needle, and he hopes that Russ is back tomorrow. Like, they don't have any interest in Justin Fields. I don't know why he's on the roster.
Like, are we just waiting, I think, for Mike Tomlin to just hang it up himself where they can actually restart that roster? Because no matter
that
what
USC
they do,
they're
not going to win a Super Bowl. And it's almost like, why do you keep prolonging this quarterback situation until you actually have to draft and get one? But you're never good enough to actually get one of those really good quarterbacks in the draft. It's a mess in Pittsburgh. It really is. Moneyline, it's Tuesday. We've got more Hot Topics coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
CBB tonight, Kevin. Purdue, Michigan State. Michigan State wins and covers. What do you think about that? You have any thoughts on that? Win and cover by MSU?
So I have a Purdue Final Four ticket that I took.
Yes.
And I was like, man, you know, so let me ask you this, Don, and I'll, do you think that the committee is going to try and not give three of the top four one seeds to the SEC? I don't think they want it all to be SEC teams on the one line.
It's funny because we talked about that this morning where it's like, who's going to get the ones? And the SEC's had like minus 100, minus one, like minus 3,000, whatever it is for a couple of those teams. And I had the same because I know like the SEC is still going to have a tough down the stretch for either one of those teams. The SEC is still going to have to play in the SEC championship round, which means some of those teams are going to lose. Like the Iowa States in the world were like 16 or 17 to one to get like a number one seed. They still have Houston coming up, but it's funny that you said that because I think they beat up each other so, and that's like, hold on now, this team's got nine losses in their one seed. You know what I mean? Like, that's I'm with the same wavelength as you. Not that they're not deserving because they're playing tougher competition, but we're usually used to seeing, like, Kevin, 26-2, 30-1, 32-0, and wait a second, three teams with six losses apiece?
Yeah. So I think Houston, as long as they win the Big 12, will end up on the one line. But for a while, I was trying to root on Purdue because they were really surging, but then they had two tough losses in a row at Michigan and then home against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen. A Big 10 team is not going to end up on the one line. Michigan State, though, DRS is a team I feel that some have been like, not as good as the record says.
Yeah.
This feels like a great test tonight because Purdue's kind of the inverse, right? Mm-hmm. Advanced metrics really like them and whatnot. So Michigan State at home favorite, just like you would expect, but not a huge favorite, right?
Yeah.
Like I think with the way we've seen college basketball now, if a top 15 team is at home laying less than like 7, it's like, oh, this is a great basketball game.
Yeah. By the way, looking at some other games tonight too, UConn and Villanova, both teams extremely slow pace, Kevin. Hey, I think they go over the total. I think they go over.
Let me ask you something on UConn. Any regret for Hurley that he passed on both the Kentucky job and the Laker job?
No, I don't. Because when he was at that spot where he could have made, like, he's going to be a king forever in Connecticut, got more money there. Yeah. I think even though they're struggling a little bit this year, I don't think he has any second guesses. Like, man, that was my chance to go. Because if there was ever a time to leave as the king, back-to-back national championships and so much money on the table, his convictions, Kevin, had to be so strong, like, no, I'm just like, even if it goes off the rails in 4 years, what a great life I already lived. He has, I don't think anywhere they could pull. I should have took that Lakers job at this point. I think he thought he had it so good that it just didn't matter. Like, no, I actually don't think he has any regrets.
I think it's one of those things though, where I think he's very unhappy with how the season is going. Obviously, he's won back. I will say this, him losing this season at UConn, it's all relative. Mm-hmm. But him then being like two titles back to back, like him doing that while at UConn works because it was at UConn. If he went to Kentucky and they were underperforming and then he was like back to back champ and like you didn't win him here.
Yeah.
Like it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like I think he would be really rubbing people. Like I think he's already rubbing people the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why him staying at UConn has actually worked out because he doesn't have to do anything successful ever again and he will still be beloved at UConn.
Yes. Yep.
But I also now think, Donnie, it is Mark Few who had like this weird burst where all of a sudden he was getting like 5 stars and it faded and they were never showing up to his campus again.
Yep.
Like I think we've seen the peak of Hurley. And now it's going to settle a lot more. Like, again, people are like, UConn runs college basketball. No, they don't. No, they don't. UConn's on the same level as Duke. Absolutely not. Not even close. Not on the same planet. It's just not.
Yeah, but they've survived a couple different coaches with national championships, though, you know, over the years.
I understand they are a very good branded
program.
But they're not. But again, like, people are like, the heart of college basketball is Storrs, Connecticut. Absolutely not. Don't be ridiculous. Like they are not Duke. They are not Kansas. They are not North Carolina. They are not Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's still clear to me watching this season play out.
Yeah. I think that'll be a decent one tonight. What's some of the other ones? Mississippi State I was looking at earlier today. I do like Josh Hubbard, Kevin, over his points, maybe even over his three-point shots tonight because Mississippi State likes to shoot three. Take a look at Texas A&M. 50% of the shots, Kevin, from their defense come from three-point range. Raining at the hump tonight at Mississippi State. Good card tonight for Kevin to have you all covered on Game Time Decisions tonight. For Chris Pine, the Wheels of Steel, your boy Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Moneyline. See you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.